Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. On today's program, you'll hear from District 79 State Representative Guy Vanderlinden. He's got an update from the first week of the Iowa legislative session.
Representative Vanderlinden, tell us how the first week has gone for you here at the legislature and some of the things that people need to be knowing about that have gone on so far in these first few days.
Well, the first week is primarily ceremonial. We heard from our own leadership about what their priorities are, and from the governor and from the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. And there's some interesting ideas in there, I think. But at this stage, everything is sort of in pencil. It's like, here's some things you might want to think about. And between now and the end of session, we'll have to get to the real work of, okay, how do we make this into law or not make this into law, and what compromises have to be made. So the kinds of things that we see early on tend to be almost unrecognizable by the end of the session.
And what is some of the progress on some of the big issues I know people have been talking about when it's come to school funding, when it's come to infrastructure funding and things like that? Has anything really moved on those items yet? Or like you said, that's going to continue to really ramp up what's all these ceremonial things are done with?
Yeah, there has been virtually no real work done this week. This is all introductory kind of remarks and suggestions and good ideas and what have you, but committees are starting to meet, but the committee meetings at this point are nothing more than introducing ourselves to each other, discussing what might happen, what we've done in the past, very, very broad brush kind of things that don't really mean anything to Iowans yet. So starting next week and more into the third week, we will be doing some real work, and then we'll have something concrete to talk about, I hope.
So what are some of the things that will be taking place in the second week of the session?
Well, just the fact that committees start to meet and we begin to talk seriously about, as I've mentioned to you in the past, everything is about the money. So now it becomes a question of how much money do we have, what's the available revenue, and how are we going to spend it? What are the priorities? I'm sure you've heard gas taxes is on the table. Education is always on the table. This year we're going to have a big Medicaid funding problem that we're going to have to face. It'll be all about the money, and all of the policy committees will be meeting to talk about those kinds of things, and the appropriations committees will be talking about each of their individual budgets. So the real work starts in next week and beyond.
And if you want to remind the listeners what committees you'll be on this session as we move forward.
Okay, I will be on the Commerce Committee, the Ways and Means Committee. I will be chair of the State Government Committee, and I'm also on the Administrative Rules Review Committee, which meets monthly year-round.
And then in terms of what those really impact, I guess, and that's the next question and the next follow-up, what are some of those things then that will be directly impacted by those committees coming up in the session?
Well, state government will deal with pensions, gambling issues, licensing issues, alcohol issues, virtually a plethora of things. Commerce tends to deal with things having to do with business, some regulatory things for the most part. Ways and Means, of course, is the tax committee that decides what will be taxed and how much. I consider that to be probably the most important committee I serve on. And Administrative Rules is all about the implementation of the law, how the bureaucracy goes about implementing the law and making sure that their rules conform with the legislature's intent.
Stay tuned to KNIA KRLS for the latest from the Iowa legislative session. Thanks again to Representative Guy Vanderlinden for joining us on today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's Best Value in Retirement Living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.